Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 30th of November. I'm Maria Grant, and you're listening to the Courier Daily. Today, we'll hear about a new Courier investigation on nearly 200 breast cancer patients in Tayside who were unknowingly given lower doses of chemotherapy drugs by their doctors. The Courier's political editor, Derek Healy, has the story. Never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe. Back to our featured story. It's been more than 3 years since we learned of these NHS Tayside breast cancer patients. Consultants involved say their drug dose was reduced to lessen harmful side effects, but government commission reports have made the claim that the lower doses will see around 1-2% of patients have their cancer come back. Political editor Derek Healy has talked to the people involved in the scandal for a new Courier investigation. You've been working on this for quite some time, so what can we expect from your documentary, Derek?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that we have uncovered major new evidence in this documentary. This isn't just a retelling of what has already happened. We are definitely breaking new ground with this. So there are allegations of a major cover-up, people being silenced and threatened, and fresh details on some of the key parts of this story. Viewers will see one of the cancer doctors involved, the whistleblower, and a board member who tried to raise the alarm internally, all speaking publicly and on camera for the very first time. We'll also have patients and family members who have been directly affected by this. So yeah, I think lots of hopefully very interesting content.
Absolutely. And what is going to happen next? Are you expecting politicians to get involved?
Well, I should say that politicians of all parties have already been working extremely hard to support those involved, you know, both patients and the doctors. I think anyone who watches our documentary will come away from it with an understanding that things cannot continue as they have been. Patients have no answers over their care, and a breast cancer service, a once highly respected breast cancer service, has collapsed based on basically unevidenced claims that doctors killed or will kill their patients. So I think it's unthinkable, really, that we could continue on from here with nothing further being done on this.
And where does it leave the patients and the families?
Just exactly in that position. I think Les and Lee, two of the people we have appear in this documentary, really set out well what this means to them. So Lee talks about waking up every day and wondering if her cancer will come back, not knowing if she received the right treatment or whether to listen to these heavily disputed reports or whether it could actually be far worse than that. Les lost his wife and has no idea if she could still be here. Les was just telling me that actually, you know, we've just passed the 1 year anniversary of when he lost his wife. So this is, you know, it means a lot. And I think at the centre of this is a simple point that you cannot make a claim that doctors put patients at risk, in this case, a very specific alleged risk, without having the evidence to back that up. All you do is create upset and turmoil, and that's why we need answers on this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Derek. You'll be able to watch the NHS Tayside breast cancer scandal documentary on the Courier website from 4 p.m. today. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, local matters.